The Alaska Board of Game has legalized trapping within 50 yards of many Juneau trails, as long as the traps are 5 feet off the ground and snow. As KTOO's John Ryan reports, the traps also have to be no more than 5 inches across.
The board's action reverses a 21-year-old ban on trapping within a quarter mile of 13 Juneau area trails. The list includes some of Juneau's most popular trails, like the Perseverance, Mount Roberts, and Dan Moeller trails. Cliff Judkins of Wasilla is the Board of Game's chair. He says the new regulation will increase trapping opportunities and maintain the safety of hikers, skiers, and their dogs.
No, it's not going to hurt anybody's dog. It's not even going to hurt a person with any injury to stick their finger in one of those traps that they did have to get in. They just learned not to do it again. You know, parks should have signs at their trailheads that says people trap in Alaska, and you may find traps in these areas. Watch your animals.
Hava Lee with the Gastineau Humane Society says she's concerned about the safety of dogs and people.
I think that 50 yards to a trail is too close. From my point of view as an executive director of the Humane Society, where we're not trying to make this an exercise between trapping and no trapping, but rather one that set trapping uniformly away from as many trails as possible.
A dog was killed in a trap within a few feet of the Eagle Glacier Trail this spring, and hikers and skiers have complained about traps near trails to the Juneau Area State Parks Citizen Advisory Board. The Parks Advisory Board wanted to increase the area off limits to trapping near Juneau trails. It proposed banning trapping within a quarter mile of 5 additional trails, including the Eagle Glacier and John Muir trails. The Game Board instead added the same 50-yard buffer to those trails. So now, trapping is allowed 50 yards away from 18 Juneau trails. Ryan Scott with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says 19 people set traps in the Juneau area last winter. He says it's hard to recruit new people to take up trapping with all the restrictions on the activity. The city and borough of Juneau prohibits traps and snares within a half mile of any public street. Game Board member Ben Grusendorf from Sitka says he's fearful of the consequences of the narrow buffer, given how many more hikers and skiers Juneau has than trappers.
For every trapper, there probably is 500 other users of that trail, even or more. I mean, these trails are really used in the wintertime, cross-country skiing and family outings.
Grusendorf was the only board member to vote for a 100-yard buffer instead of a 50-yard one.
The closer the trail you get, the more you're apt to have some youngster all bundled up trying to reach their hand up or into some little cubby hole to see what's in there. That might not be the best experiment either.
Game Board members say dog owners need to take more responsibility for their pets. Here's board member Lewis Bradley from Palmer.
I think that there's probably more people who get bit by dogs than there are people or dogs that get into traps.
The proposals to allow trapping as little as 50 yards from the 18 trails passed unanimously. Bigger traps, like the Conibear trap that killed Bubba the Basset Hound along the Eagle Glacier Trail last spring, are only allowed a quarter mile or farther from Juneau trails. In Juneau, I'm John Ryan.